Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. I wish to begin by sharing a concern that we have in Chad when it comes to victim assistance. I've listened to what has been said in this room, and I have heard about a country talking about assistance to victims, awareness-raising activities, and I've heard that this was done in the hope of preventing future accidents. However, it seems to me that there's something very important that we have to bear in mind, and that is that Chad, in accordance with its international obligations, has indeed established a victim assistance program in the correct way. And we work with a number of strategic partners and also with victims themselves. That's very important. But what we have to bear in mind, that when it comes to progress on victim assistance, we in Chad see very little progress in recent years. We have to be realistic about that. And we have to recognize that we are doing our utmost. We are redoubling our efforts to try to develop some kind of overall strategy that will allow us to take full account of the rights of victims in accordance with standards of international law. However, we are finding this difficult because the kind of assistance we are advocating involves a number of approaches. Support for victims, direct support for victims, support for those who have been maimed, and we need to ensure that they are supported by their own communities also. We need to allow the community to support and uphold those people who are living within the community. That's the only way you can have long-term success. We need to have the victims, direct victims involved, and all other victims involved in crafting any kind of project that concerns them. We need to have an approach that is not discriminatory in any way and that takes due account of gender. And we need to also have a project that includes existing cooperation networks, all stakeholders, all players and local authorities. But we need all of this to be a properly victim-centered approach. This will allow us to strengthen the mechanisms we have right now. And it will mean that we will be able to do more. We'll also have more information for our databases. We'll then have more precise data that we can feed in to our reports that go to the demining center and our transparency report in accordance with this convention. Now, doing all of this involves putting into practice our plan for assistance to victims between now and 2020, and this is based on the Cartagena Protocol and also the rights of persons with disabilities as upheld in the relevant UN Convention. And those are the hallmarks of all that we do. However, despite all that we've done, despite all our efforts to help this very precarious group, we have not seen that our partners, apart from UNICEF, have been very visible at all in recent years. UNICEF does help us with support for education on mine hazards, especially in the Lacha province, which is a particularly dangerous area in our country where we have jihadist groups and terrorist groups operating, and where we often see that improvised explosive devices are hidden under things like mobile phones or money, and so therefore potential victims go to pick up that object and they end up being injured. This is what's happening every day in that part of our country, and this means that every day we have more and more victims, many of them very young. We therefore would say that it would be very useful if at least part of the money being allocated to demining could be given to victims. This is something that we need. Now, it's true that we've had support for decontamination, demining, training on the risks of mines. And we have indeed received support from a number of groups here in Geneva. And I myself have been able to benefit from this kind of training when it comes to management of information. But on the specific issue of victim assistance, we have not enjoyed any kind of significant international cooperation assistance. And therefore, victims seem to be left out. They're just left to suffer. They may be figures in our database, but they're not able, in fact, to exercise their fundamental rights, their right to education, indeed their right to a decent life. Often they end up living in abject poverty because of the situation they're in. Therefore, I really would launch a heartfelt appeal to all of those who've spoken and to others. Come and help us. We need help. There are hundreds of victims who are in desperate need of help from the international community. Thank you.